Welcome to the Kids Learn podcast. I'm Professor Suki, and get ready to learn. Use your tools. Don't let them use you. Most kids in the U.S. now have access to an internet-connected device, a phone, a tablet, or a laptop, and they really are amazing. Your device allows you to do things your parents wouldn't have dreamed of. You can find out the answer to pretty much any question you can think of. You can create music, videos, and art easily. You can talk to any of your friends anywhere in the world. You have access to powerful tools all contained in a tiny box. But here's a problem. Many kids forget that tools are theirs to use, and they let their tools use them instead. How can a tool use you? Imagine you decided to build a box. So you got out a hammer, some nails, and some pieces of plywood. Sounds like you're ready to go, right? But then your hammer decides that you're building a chair instead. Wait, hammers can't do that. But modern devices can. When we start letting our devices tell us what to watch, who to talk to, and what to create, we are giving them a power we've never given our tools before. So why is this bad? Well, first of all, it's not all bad. I bet you've had the experience that you've watched a video and got a recommendation for another video that you really liked. And that's your tool telling you what to watch, right? But a lot of it is really bad. Here's a few examples. It's true that you can find out the answer to pretty much any question you can think of, except the answer could be completely made up. You think you're using an old-fashioned tool like an encyclopedia, but the online encyclopedia you accessed has false information in it. It's true that you can create music, videos, and art easily, except your tool may be sucking in your attention to the point that you feel like you never have enough time to create things. Instead of making music, you find yourself scrolling through the infinite amount of content that your device serves up, or maybe you just figure you'll ask AI to make it for you. It's true that you can talk to any of your friends anywhere in the world, except that online conversation can go bad so much more easily than in-person conversation. Maybe someone from your school starts bullying you using a fake account they made, or maybe someone you don't even know starts bothering you online. So what can we do to be in control of our tools? Number one, remember it's a tool. Every time you find yourself doing what your device tells you to do, whether it's your device serving up content to you or pushing you to take part in a fad or connecting you with people you don't know IRL, step back, take a breath. Remember, it's a tool and you can turn it off. So there, tool. Number two, get support. If you're in a small amount of trouble, the worst thing you can do is hide it. Why? Because small amounts of trouble have a sneaky habit of turning into big trouble when you try to go it alone. Say you find yourself watching videos when you're supposed to be doing homework, or you're being bothered online and it's really upsetting you. You need to talk to someone, preferably a caring adult. If it's too hard to talk to a parent, talk to an older sibling, a teacher, a coach, anyone who you know has your back. Number three, set goals. I'm a huge fan of goal setting, and this is a perfect use for it. If your tool has been using you, consider some attainable goals that you can set. What's an attainable goal? Well, let's look at some of the examples above. Set a goal to check out sources using multiple references. Ooh, what does that mean? So if you read something in a chat thread, check it out. In general, you simply can't trust a piece of information that a single person spreads online, but you can trust information on websites where they have a process of verification. So don't trust a so-called news website that never admits they're wrong. Do trust a news website that publishes their errors and corrects their articles. Don't trust a so-called wiki where anyone can post anything they like. Do trust, for example, Wikipedia to try to verify the information on their pages, though no source is perfect. Don't trust some person who made a video. Do trust PBS Kids, TED-Ed, or other reputable video sources. Set specific goals for creative pursuits. Instead of saying, someday I want to learn how to use that video making app, but I don't have time, put it on your calendar. Get a supportive adult to help you find a way to carve out time and hold yourself accountable. Holding yourself accountable means that you have to have some way to make sure that you actually do it. You might have to spend less time gaming, for example, but it will be worth it. Set a goal to connect with people you really like, IRL, in real life. When you're online, it can be tempting to form friendships with people who, let's face it, might not be who they say they are, or heck, these days they might not even be people. See if you can find kids in your community who are involved in activities you enjoy and connect with them online, or just spend more time with them in real life. If you have interests or needs that are different from the kids you know, find organizations that host safe ways for kids to connect with other kids who have shared interests. A trusted adult can help you with this. Then, enjoy your magnificent tools. When I was a kid, if I wanted to make a movie, I would have to record on film, get the film processed, then literally cut the film with a razor and splice pieces together with tape. Now you know why in my whole childhood I only ever made one film. It was a film of the Dr. Seuss book, The Sneetches, translated to German. My kids, on the other hand, got to make videos on their laptops, so they did it all the time. You are all so lucky to have these tools. But remember, when you use a hammer, you have a responsibility not to hurt yourself or others with that hammer. And the same goes for your modern digital tools. Enjoy your creativity. All Kids Learn episodes are available in text on my website. That's kidblog.sukiwessling.com. That is kidblog.sukiwessling.com. Thanks for listening.